Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, joining us now from Dallas. No moss grows growing on this guy, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. So let's go into this. You have a new article that came out here recently about domestic murder rates unaffected by gun bans linked to restraining orders. Which the whole domestic violence restraining order notion, that's really a scam, isn't it?
I think it is. And one of the reasons this article came up is because we have the case, USA v. Rahimi, which is coming up before the Supreme Court. They're going to be holding oral arguments fairly soon, in about a month or so. Now, about a year ago, maybe a little bit more, I was looking at the data on the whole Lautenberg Amendment and intimate partner violence, which is basically what the Lautenberg Amendment was supposed to reduce. Well, intimate partner homicides, and it's on the it's included in the FBI supplemental homicide reports, FHRs, and that data is available from about 1976 until 2020. Now, in 2020, after President Biden was elected or came into office, and maybe it had been planned for a while, they stopped doing the SHR. So it's much harder to get data now. But you have this pretty good database from 76 to 2020. And that's a pretty good, just over 50 years worth of data. So what we have is, when I was looking at the data, I came across some papers that were done. One was done by the Bureau of Justice Statistics from about intimate partner homicides from 1976 to 96, and the Lautenberg Amendment went into effect in September of 96. So this covers the 20 years before the Lautenberg Amendment went into effect. And then another one was done, I admit, not the best of sources, the Center for Disease Control, CDC. And that was done about intimate partner homicides from 1981 to 98. So it covers most of that same period. And just as the Lautenberg Amendment was starting to be put into effect. And you look at the graphs on this data, and then this is just raw data of intimate partner homicides. So we have just the basic numbers. And you look at them, and it is just amazing because we saw this huge decrease in intimate partner homicides from 76 to 96. I mean, it went down by something like 30% or so. I mean, that is a significant number. And it was going down while the overall homicides were going up. So, I mean, it's a huge change in the pattern of homicides. And then if you look at the rates, it's even greater because as the intimate partner homicide numbers were going down by about a third, the population was increasing. So the rates were decreasing even more. And most of the change was in the black population. Huge changes. And you had this enormous drop in intimate partner homicides between 76 and 96. And then in late 96, the Lautenberg Amendment goes into effect. And while I haven't found a graph that was done, I looked at all of the data that I could find. And it's not easy to get out of the SHR. I mean, it's fractured into a bunch of different categories, and you have to add them up, and then you have to, and they're segregated by year. I mean, it just takes a lot of work, unless you have a dedicated computer program that can use that database.
Right.
But I've actually been working on that. But I thought, wow, it would take a fair amount of effort. I mean, I have to devote a couple months to learning a new system of database, and then I had to put it together. So I think it was about a year ago or so, when I'd have to look at my email records, I sent an email to John Locke, and I said, you know, you ought to do a study on intimate partner homicides, because the data looks real interesting, and you probably have access to this database. And then I told them what the database was. I don't think I ever got a reply. And my suspicion is that he was already working on it. But I said I didn't get a reply, and I don't know. But just recently, because we have the Rahimi Supreme Court case coming up, and the Rahimi case is all about the ban on people having firearms, in other words, a ban on their Second Amendment rights, for a mere restraining order. Now, the restraining order data is not in the SHR. They just talk about homicides. But you can get the restraining order data from other sources. And you need the SHR to look at the homicide data. And I recently got an email from John Mott saying, we have done this paper, a rigorous statistical scientific paper on whether the restraining orders have any effect on intimate partner homicides. And I thought, wow. I mean, I don't know if I helped spark the interest or if he was already doing it, probably. I mean, you know, when things happen, there are often several people who think of the same ideas. And this was done as a amicus brief to the Rahimi case. So John Lott, through attorneys, put together an amicus brief for the Rahimi case, and in it, he included the basic, you know, the findings of this incredible research on whether restraining orders had any effect on intimate partner homicides. And they started in 76, and they went all the way to, I think, 2019 or 2020. And it turns out there's a hole in the data from about 1981 to 83, for whatever reason. And they mentioned that, which is what they should do. But I don't think it changes the results much. So what we find is that the ban on people who have a domestic violence restraining order has no effect on the intimate partner homicides. If anything, there might be a slight positive effect. You might get, it's not statistically significant, but there's a minor indication that you might get some more homicides. Like I said, not statistically significant. But I think this is an incredible study, because what you say is the basic purpose of the law is to reduce intimate partner homicides. And it doesn't do it. In fact, I would argue if you look at the numbers, it appears like intimate partner homicides were being reduced, and we don't know the mechanism. That's very hard to know. But it was before the Lautenberg Amendment they were being reduced. And then when the Lautenberg Amendment hits, and they become fairly static.
Hang on for me, if you will. pick this up on the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Luck and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about his latest article at AmmoLand.com about the domestic murder rate and everything. Does anybody ever point out to these guys that do these violence restraining orders that they're leaving the bad guy on the street? Does that
I'm
matter?
Sure some people
Does
do.
That matter?
It doesn't seem to matter. If when I look at this from a, I would call it a raw power perspective.
Right.
It appears to me that these restraining orders have nothing to do with reducing homicides, but they have a tremendous amount to do with taking away power from men and giving more power to women. And they do it by giving, and most of these restraining orders are against men. Now, not all of them. There's a small, significant fraction that are against women. But what they do is they give a tremendous lever in divorce proceedings and any kind of legal conflict that involves an intimate couple to the person who files the restraining order, because they are able to wreak havoc upon the life of that person. And it has horrific results. And not only is it used as a power tool inside a couple, it is often used as a power tool by local, what I would call local elites, the local government, because they can, on relatively light pretext, gin up restraining orders inside a couple, and then they can, there's just horrific results. I personally am aware of one case. I got involved in it because I was training people for concealed carry permits. And so I was viewed as someone who knew quite a bit about firearms law, which is true. I mean, I have studied it for decades, and I know a fair amount about it. And so people came to me, and they said, here, look what happened. We have these people. They're whistleblowers. And then they had a spat, and I think the husband might have thrown a glass of water at the wife, not the whole glass, just the water itself, something like that, very minor. And the wife, because she'd been watching American television, called up the police. And the police came, and she didn't really want to have her husband arrested or anything, but they insisted on it, and they took her into custody and were questioning her. And because this couple was out of favor with the local elites because they were whistleblowers, she was given a choice. Now, she's a Mexican national, and so she found this very credible, and they told her, either you file a restraining order against your husband, or we'll take your children away. Now, that type of threat is perfectly legal. It may not be legal to follow through on it, but when you have come from a country where the police are able to do just about anything they want, it's a very credible threat. So she filed a restraining order against her husband on this premise that if she didn't, she'd have her children taken away, and it totally disrupted that couple's life. He was kicked out of the house. A whole bunch of his property in the form of guns was confiscated. It was 110 degrees outside, and he's ending up trying to sleep in his car. I mean, it took about 3 years to get this thing back to a somewhat normal, and the couple suffered enormously during that period. So what I'm saying is this is a tool used by people in power to punish people they want to punish.
Right.
And it's very extra-constitutional. This is exactly the type of thing that the Second Amendment was meant to prevent. And John Locke's study, which I have to say, you know, I was looking at that stuff, which he just has a much better grasp of the databases and the ability to do sophisticated statistical analysis. I mean, he's top of his field. I don't think anybody will contest that. And he and Moody, Carlisle E. Moody, are the two authors, and they did a really good job. And it shows that there's no benefit for what the law claims it's designed for. It does not decrease intimate partner homicides. And and just looking at the raw data, it seems like it probably has much more detrimental effects than it has positive effects. Now, if you read the amicus briefs from some of the other parties, those who want to keep this extra constitutional or unconstitutional law in place, basically what they say is, well, we need this because we want women to have more power, or we need this because it's a tool we can use. And they claim, you know, that it's good, but I don't see it. It seems to me it's very bad, and not only does it disrupt tens of thousands, some people claim there are as many as a million restraining orders granted in a year, which is possible. But when I look at the NICS system, I only see about 50,000 people in there at a time that are prevented from buying or owning firearms because the data has been placed into the NICS system. That's still a lot of people.
Right.
And since these are supposed to be temporary, it's like 40,000 people every year are victimized by this. There's not small effects. There are many people whose lives have been ruined, whose careers have been destroyed by this unconstitutional law. And it should, in my opinion, have been found to be unconstitutional long ago, but it was put into effect in September of 1996, long before the Heller decision, and at the time when argued that this was an extra legal punishment because there was no serious due process involved,
right.
People said, well, you know, it's not punishment because you don't have any right to have guns. The Second Amendment is not an individual right. Well, all that is a bunch of hooey, we know. And so now we have the Supreme Court case with Rahimi, who is a very unsympathetic person in the lawsuit. I mean, he appears to have been out of control, a drug dealer, a fairly bad guy who did a lot of violence. And so that's the reason, many people say, it's been bumped to the head of the line by A.G. Garland, because he wants an unsympathetic figure so he can go to the media and say, the Supreme Court is trying to destroy women because it's going to take away our ability to keep guns from domestic violence murderers, you know, and which, of course, is not true. This has almost nothing to do with that. It's just about restraining orders, and restraining orders are handed out pretty much like candy. I mean, at Halloween, judges tend to hand them out without much new process.
Hang on right there. We'll finish this talk. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting this afternoon. Amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, the U.S. is actively addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, speaking in Philadelphia, lashed out at Hamas.
These guys make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil.
Israeli forces are reportedly conducting hostage searches within Gaza ahead of an anticipated ground assault. A Fox News poll released Wednesday found former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden tied in a head-to-head contest, with Biden at 49% and Trump at 48%. The same poll found that in a three-way race that included Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the independent RFK took 16%, leaving Trump and Biden at 41% each. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, his latest article at Amelan.com, where he's got well over 2,300 others hanging out there. So we've been talking about the gun violence restraining order and or the domestic violence restraining order, whatever. What are we calling it now?
Yeah, it's domestic violence restraining orders. It's part of the Lautenberg Amendment that was passed in 1990. I think it's 94, but it really didn't go into effect until September 30th of 1996. So it's been around a long time, and it's wreaked havoc upon probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives, because there's almost no due process.
Right.
You just basically, in many cases, I have been told that attorneys require a woman to file a request for a restraining order with the divorce papers, whether or not there was any violence at all in the marriage.
Right.
Because it's become a tool used by lawyers to gain advantage for their side in divorce, custody battles, whatever. So it is used to batter people. It's a terrible violation of due process, and we need to do away with it. Now, unfortunately, the case that has been brought to the top of the line, or the head of the line in the Supreme Court, is this Rahimi case, and Rahimi is not a very sympathetic person, and so...
Yeah, he's sort of a scoundrel, isn't he?
Yes, and it was brought to the head of the line, almost certainly by A.G. Garland, specifically so that he could plead the emotional rather than the logical case for this. And it's being portrayed in the media as the Supreme Court wants to empower wife batterers so that they can have guns and murder women.
Well,
of course, it's nothing even close to that, but that's the emotional portrayal that is being given in the media.
Well, how much influence is that going to have over a Supreme Court decision?
Unfortunately, well, what we have is we have two Supreme Court justices that appear they might be swayed by this kind of argument. One is John Roberts, who has not been absolutely terrible, but hasn't been absolutely great on the Second Amendment either. He's pretty good a lot of the time, is the way I would say it. But he seems to be plausibly swayed by emotional arguments. And then we have Amy Coney Barrett, who also seems like she might be swayed by an emotional argument, although I have read several of her briefs where she is rock solid good. So there we are. And then we have, it's also possible that Kavanaugh sometimes seems has the potential to be swayed. So they only have to change two votes and we could lose. Now, the facts of the case are entirely on our side. They're wonderfully clear. There's no question that this is very bad law, that the restraining order part is just the most vulnerable in the law to it because there's no due process.
Well, isn't it sort of wrong-headed to do this way?
I agree. It was bad law when it was passed. It's been bad law for 20 years. Actually, more like that. So let's see. It's 96, so it's 14 and 23, so 37 years. It's been bad law for 37 years. It's just terribly bad law. But it gives radical feminists, they have a tool they can use to batter men. I mean, and we even find, I was looking at some of the other amicus briefs on this, and I'd read some other research on it, oh gosh, over the last 15, 20 years, and we find that men are not even the vast majority of domestic abusers. It turns out that it's pretty close to even.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's like maybe 40 male abusers to 30 female abusers. It's, you know, it's not tremendously one-sided in terms of abuse. Now, in terms of homicides, it tends to be a little bit more that men commit homicides than the women.
Yeah, but some women do it. Some women do it without a doubt.
A significant number.
Yeah,
it's not a tiny number. It's a significant number. And this is just something that, you know, was passed during the Clinton administration, when they had the votes and pushed it as a way to empower women against wife batterers, but it has not proven to be effective in that it has not decreased either the raw numbers or the rate of intimate partner homicide, and it just hasn't. You can just see it. Obviously, it hasn't, and it has wreaked havoc upon hundreds of thousands of men, because if you get a restraining order and you're a police officer or you're in the military, you don't have a job anymore. You're not allowed to touch a firearm or ammunition. Well, if you can't touch firearm or ammunition and you're in the military or police, you don't work. And who knows how many tens of thousands of people have had their lives torn apart, destroyed by this bad law. We don't know. I don't know. So that's where we are. Now, I was very impressed. That's why I wrote the article, because Lott and Moody did this paper, and they're extremely good at what they do. And so it confirmed what I was able to see when I looked at the raw data and said, what is going on here? This is crazy. One of the things that people never talk about is how much intimate partner homicide was being decreased before Lautenberg. I've never heard that talked about. And yet you look at the data, it's obvious it decreased a huge amount before Lautenberg went into effect. And then once Lautenberg goes into effect, poof, you stop decreasing. And at the same time, while the intimate partner homicides were leveling off, overall homicides were dropping like a rock. So it's, if anything, it seems to have had exactly the opposite effect of what was claimed to be the purpose of the law.
Well, here's my question. If what happened, so if I decide I'm going to threaten you, right? If I decide I'm going to threaten you, and I say, Dean Weingarten, I'm going to kill you. I make a terroristic threat to you.
Yeah.
It's not going to blunt it for me if they take my guns I own legally. But
right.
The thing right. is, why would they leave me on the street if I make? Is that not actionable for me to see it out there? And see, this is where the problem comes for me, because I know a lot of these domestic violence restraining orders are actually revenge tactics.
Exactly correct.
So if they're not making a terroristic threat, right? I mean, this is the same. I mean, it sounds like they've been doing this the same way they do the red flag laws and the ERPOs and whatever else you call them.
Exactly, they're all very similar, and they because they all have very limited or almost no due process.
Yeah. I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. Let me actually talk you out the break this time versus what everything else I've not been doing up to this point moment. Dean has this article along with 2,300 plus other articles waiting for you at amoland.com. That is the biggest website of its type on the planet today. So that makes Dean the biggest writer of this type on the planet today. And I get him twice a week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time on the firing line. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about the Lautenberg Amendment and the domestic violence restraining order and all this other stuff. You want to go talk about the bear attack that everybody's talking about right now?
Yeah, let's talk about that. And you probably are expert on it now because you've had a number of guests to talk about.
Well, you're the only guest I've had to talk about it. I've talked about it, but I'm familiar with the sad tale of Doug Inglis and Jenny Gus.
Or is it Gussie? And it is.
Is it Gussie?
Tale.
Or Gus?
I would think Gussie probably, but,
yeah.
You know, until names are very particular about how they're pronounced.
I have a few stories about it. Well, not a few stories. I have a few questions I want to ask you about this, but let's go. Let's talk about this.
Okay. Well, what happened here is that we had these two very experienced hikers and campers, Doug Inglis and his wife, we'll say Jenny Gussie, because that's the way I think it should be pronounced, and they were hiking in a remote part of Banff, I think that's the way it's pronounced, National Park in Canada, and they had bear spray. They had, as a protection against bears, they had at least two cans of bear spray, and they also had a dog with them. You know, a long time family pet. And they called to their uncle, Colin's name, on a digital device that Garmin has that sends, you can send text messages on it, from very remote areas. And they said that there was a bear attack, a bad bear attack, and that's all that came out. And so that message also went to emergency responders, but the weather was bad. I think there was significant fog, and so the helicopter was not available to take the first responders, and it took quite a few hours for them to get to the scene, where and the device sent out their GPS location. So they knew where they were. So they get there many hours later and they find the couple obviously killed by a grizzly bear, and the dog was also killed by the grizzly bear. And as they arrive on the scene, a grizzly bear shows up and tries to kill the first responders, who, having firearms, instead kill the grizzly bear. And One written source, the Calgary Herald, says that the emergency responders found one empty can of bear spray. And then another source, outside online, reports there were two empty cans of bear spray. And both of these source the uncle, Colin Inglis, as the source of the information about the empty cans of bear spray. Now, what we see here is clearly a failure of bear spray to stop a bear attack, because we have a grizzly bear that killed two people and their dog, and we have empty cans of bear spray. Now, if you found two dead people and a dog killed by a grizzly bear, and there was an empty .44 Magnum revolver on the scene, or maybe two of them, you would conclude that the use of the revolver had failed to stop the grizzly bear. And I think it's a logical conclusion to believe that here, the use of the bear spray failed to stop the grizzly bear. Now, it turns out that the two of them were probably in their tent when they were first attacked. The tent was flattened by the grizzly bear. And at least one of them was able to get outside the tent and attempt to spray the bear, because I believe at least one can of empty bear spray was found outside the tent. So what we have here is two deaths directly related to the use of bear spray. Now, it's not like they had much other options. They're in this Canadian National Park, and in Canadian National Parks, only government officials are allowed to have firearms. And I think it was about a year ago, we had somebody with a 20-gauge shotgun, and they shot a bear that was menacing them, a black bear, and they got into a lot of trouble over it because they weren't supposed to even have the shotgun in the park. But they were not mauled, and they weren't torn up, and they weren't killed or eaten. But here we have the official responders, you notice, did not use bear spray to try to keep the bear at bay.
Right.
They shot the bear with probably high-powered rifles, or maybe it could have been shotguns.
Right.
And that kept them from getting killed and eaten, too. But this couple, who are very experienced outdoor people, didn't have the option of carrying a firearm in the park to protect themselves. And in another article on MLS, I wrote about how many fatal incidents we have where bear spray did not stop the attack. That we now have 8 incidents where 9 people were killed in which bear spray was used, but it didn't stop the attack. Now, this isn't that they just had bear spray with them. No, this is where the bear spray was used and a can was emptied, and the bear continued the attack and killed somebody. Now, in this case, killed 2 people. Now, bear spray has only been available since 1986. And there wasn't a hell of a lot, excuse my language, there wasn't a lot available in 1986. It really started being bumped up, I would say, about 2008 or so. And, it's been a huge commercial success, and it's been highly touted in the literature, and people have misapplied studies that were done that claimed to show that bear spray was very effective. Now, those studies had a number of flaws in them, and, I can't say that everybody is perfect, but it's a very bad idea to compare the studies that were done on bear spray with studies that were done on firearms, because they used completely different data sets, completely different assumptions. The selection of the incidents is completely different. So it's just not appropriate to compare the two. But we have a comparison that I would say is probably the most appropriate, though it's far from perfect. We know how many people have been killed when they have fired pistols in defense against bears, because I and colleagues have collected every incident we can find that can be documented. And by that, it means shows up in an article and gives a date and a place and a person. Often you have the caliber of the handgun or pistol involved. And we've collected about 170 incidents of that, and about 146, 150 incidents where only a pistol was used. We don't use combined incidents where, say, a pistol in a car or a pistol in a shotgun or a pistol in a crossbow are used together. We don't use those for statistics. And we find that pistols are about 98% effective. That is, in 98% of the cases, the bear stops the attack or is killed, and, you know, it goes away. So we see that handguns are about that effective. But in that period of time, that modern handguns, I'd say from about 1873, that's when we get Colt, single action comes out with 45 Colt cartridge. From about 1873 up until 2023, we only have one case that we can document where somebody fired a pistol in defense against the bear and they were killed. And that happened in the Svalbard Islands with a 22 handgun against the polar bear. That's the only case we've been able to document where that happened. But we now have 8 cases where 9 people were killed, where bear spray was sprayed against a bear.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to pick this up for Friday because we are running out of time. And I still got questions about this, so we're going to come back to this. If that works.
Very good. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. I enjoy your stuff and everything. You're going to be available?
Friday, if I am, I'll be up in Canada. So I hope we can make a connection.
We'll make that happen. Back again in about, hang on 1 second, back again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.